and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9. Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Tara, what's going on today?
Yeah, I'm struggling. My parents-in-law have invited themselves on our family's Disney cruise. They thought it would be like a cute surprise if they booked their cruise same time as ours. And I am really aggravated. I think that they should have to cancel. I want my husband to call them and just politely tell them, you know, just to hang back because it's our family vacation and we didn't invite them. They're always inviting themselves to the things we do as a family and it's a little intrusive.
I'd take in that built-in babysitter on any family vacation. That's just me, though. I get it.
No, I mean, I would be very upset if my in-laws invited themselves on my family vacation without telling me.
Oh, I'd be like, here's the kids. See you later.
They want to do stuff with us all the time, and it's more than just taking care of the kids. They're with us.
Are they nice? Like, do you get along with them? I mean, what's your situation with
them? They're very, very nice, but they need to get their own lives.
Yeah, I get that.
Grandkids, man.
Yep.
Changes stuff.
And I'm guessing you want your husband to tell them to cancel their cruise.
Yeah.
Yep. Hold on. We're going to call your husband, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Jason.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Okay, hi.
Hey, man, want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your wife, Tara, who tells us that she doesn't really want your parents coming along on your family vacation. This is supposed to be your time with the kids, and she wants you to cancel. What's going on here?
Well, yeah, that is the situation. You know, I don't know. I don't see what the big deal is. My parents, they want to be part of the Disney memory, and they love the kids. I think she's being a little bit harsh here, you know? They're not, like, overbearing or anything. They're really nice. They get along great with everybody. I really don't see what the problem is.
Jason, of course they're sweet and they're great people, but they come with us to absolutely everything we do. What's wrong with us just having a family vacation, just us?
I don't know that they come to everything we do. I don't think that they've come to very much at all.
They come over for dinner every single weekend. Every holiday with us. Your parents are wonderful, sweet people, but they are overly involved.
Well, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Tara, that holidays and weekly dinners are one thing. Surprising you and booking a room on the cruise, your Disney cruise, to surprise you is another thing, and maybe, Jason, you need to have a conversation with your parents about this being, like, an immediate family kind of vacation. But they may see your side, too, Jason, and say, it's the grandparents. They love the kids, and, you know, what's the big deal if they come? If anything, it'll give you some babysitters so you could have some alone time together. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes.
I guess so, yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Jason and Tara have a good relationship with their in-laws, but Tara says that her in-laws have overstepped their boundaries because they booked themselves on the same Disney cruise that they're taking because they wanted to surprise them. She's like, this is supposed to be just a us family vacation and now your parents are coming.
He doesn't
see what the big deal is.
I think family is great and you want to go out and have those fun times together, but you know, you really want to conceptualize that before you do that, right? I mean, this is a lot to assume that everybody's just going to be thrilled that you're showing up.
Right, but also keep in mind that it's not like it was a romantic vacation with Jason and Tara. It was also with their 3 kids on a Disney cruise.
Well,
they figured it'd be fun for everybody to go.
A Disney travel agent would tell you can do all those things on a cruise, Anna. Romance and family time.
1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I guess I'm on the wife's side, but she should let them go on the trip, not make them cancel. But I think the husband needs to have a conversation with them after to say, look, you need to let us know when you're going to do something like this because we really want to have some personal family time on our next trip. And then maybe he takes his wife on a separate trip, just the two of them, and let the grandparents babysit.
I mean, that sounds like a perfect world, perfect case scenario, but more likely she'll probably be waiting 2 years till they have an alone vacation.
Or ever.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I know, but you're really going to give them a pass right off the bat?
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. I mean, you could say, listen, give us our space on the cruise, but then it just becomes this awkward thing that you feel like every time they're looking at you and you don't ask them to dinner, you're a terrible person.
Now, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Jason and Tara booked a Disney cruise for their family, and they got a little bit of a surprise when J- Jason's parents decided to book themselves on the same Disney cruise and surprise them.
You know, it's fun for everybody to spend time together, but something like that is a lot to assume.
Now, Tara wants Jason to tell his parents, you're not coming on a trip with us. This is a family trip. And he says, they just love the kids and we get along great with them. Why can't they just come? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Yana and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. I think the grandparents are important people in the children's lives, and they'll make some great memories.
Can I ask you a question? Are you a grandmother?
I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Slightly biased, possibly, right?
But I know the relationship that I have with that I had with my grandparents. My grandmother's still alive. Mm-hmm. She's going to be 105.
Wow.
And I wouldn't change a moment with her for the world.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because if you would ask my mom, she'd be like, what's the big deal? I want to come.
Right.
Of
course. And all those things are valid. But when you're looking for one-on-one time with your children, too, sometimes you just don't want to share. And sometimes you shouldn't.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Sarah's side. I'm all about family. But I had in-laws. And when I said had, I'm divorced now. But at the time, they used to show up every weekend unannounced. And he would tell me at the last minute, they're showing up. I'm like, why? This is our weekend. And they always used to show up. It's annoying. I mean, I love them to death. Well, not her, but him, I did. But we went to Disney also, and they were with us. I ended up leaving with my daughter through all the rides on our own. We left them alone because they didn't want to walk. What's the use of coming if you're not going to join us? But I really didn't want them there.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the husband's side. My take on it is if the parents are nice, or the grandparents, I should say, and they want to go to Disney with them, why would she want to deny them that right, or the kids' right to spend that vacation with them?
Yeah, I mean, I hear what everybody's saying, but nobody is worrying about the parents' rights. Nobody is for once thinking, hey, the parents want to spend one-on-one time with their kids. I mean, nobody is representing that.
No, I understand that. But, you know, me personally, when I went, I took my daughter to Disney a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I asked my wife's parents to go with us. And I wish I could have asked my parents, but my parents have both passed on.
Yeah.
I could only wish and dream that my parents would be able to go on a Disney vacation with my daughter.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jason, our audience agreed with you. Tara, they're trying to do something nice. You said yourself they're very sweet, nice people. I think that they really want to be part of these memories, and I think you have to just let it go and let them be part of it.
Life is short.
I mean, all right. I guess it'll be four kids I'm taking care of now.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
You can take care of your parents and you can entertain them. I'm going to be at the spa.
Yeah, and I understand your disappointment. I think I'd be disappointed as well. But ultimately, the audience said you got to cut them a little slack. We wish you the best of luck. Have a great time on the cruise. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.